What's up? Unusual Blessings podcast listeners. How are you guys doing? How have you been doing this beginning of this year, 2019? It is February the 13th. It is a Wednesday morning or afternoon. I'm sorry. I am here. Want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Want to say if you look for my podcast and I haven't been here, I have experienced death in a very hard way. Starting in December, some future podcasts are going to be directed towards the deaths that happened and some of the gang problems that I have observed going on in different cities that I am visiting and being in. I just wanted to come to you guys today first, and I was all on Facebook and all on YouTube and all on Instagram checking out some things that have been going on in the news. I observed a podcast and the radio show for Breakfast Club where Charlamagne Tha God gave Meghan McCain, I'm sorry, of Fox News, the donkey of the day, for saying that Kamala Harris, just making some really hard comments to her and trying to defer what she was saying about listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac. My main thing today is, let you guys hear a little bit of the snippet, and let's see what you guys think. Let's we can get it going here. Give me one second.
Tupac and Snoop Dogg. She graduated from Howard University in 1986 and finished law school in 1989. Tupac's debut album came out in 1991, Snoop's in 1993. So she's either smoking marijuana after the time she said she is, or she was listening to different albums, or she's just misremembering. And this is getting some play online. And
oh, is it?
The thing I would say to Senator Harris when she came on here, because I was really impressed with her authenticity. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton was a beta test for not trying to be too cool. Mm-hmm. Don't try and be too cool. You're already cool. Mm-hmm. You already have a really interesting background. You have a really interesting career so far.
Now, to elaborate on what Meghan McCain was talking about, Kamala Harris did a interview on The Breakfast Club, and she stated that she had smoked marijuana, that she had listened to Snoop Dogg and Tupac in her early years. The podcast today is on why must we justify being black or being who we are. I think it's negative. You know what I'm saying? Ever since the viral video, you know, the things that I do may not appeal to everybody. And I'm learning that I don't have to fit in. I don't care if you like me, or I don't care if you do like me. I appreciate the support that everybody gives me, but I am who I am, and I am who God says I am. I'm a black woman. I am 5'5" and a half. I weigh 217 pounds. I am the mother of two boys. And I didn't grow up white. I grew up black. Therefore, I listen to black music. I listen to everything trap. That's just what I like to listen to. Doesn't make me any less of a card-carrying member of society. Doesn't mean that I am this terrible person. Just means I'm a black woman who happens to like Tupac, love Tupac, like Snoop Dogg and any other rap artists that I hear today. You know, and so I wanted to come on and do a podcast about that very issue. What is it being black in America? Is it presenting yourself in a manner that is not so black? Well, I don't think so, because any black person can't help but be black because you're black. You know, I don't try to be anybody other than who I am. Not to say that any other ethnicity is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is being black and representing that fact to the highest of your capabilities is what you should do. You know, I was feeling bad because my son's like, Mama, you know, you're not making a whole lot of headway. You need to do something different. You need to do something popping. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so I'm thinking about where I can, what direction I can go in to try and get my career off the ground. But, you know, I was listening to Joyce Myers, who I love a lot, who is a white woman. But she and I have the very same identical personalities. You know, we don't have the same upbringing, but we do have the same personality. And she tells it like it is. And I'm here to tell you, you know, stop worrying about who you are to other people. Be who you are before God. And once you be who you are before God, nothing else matters. You know, I'm not 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20. I'm not 25. I'm not even 35. I'm a 42-year-old black woman who lives in America, who is addicted to politics, wish that I had my law degree that I set out to get in 1991. Basically, all my life wanted to be a lawyer. I wish I could politic with these guys. Let them know the point of view of the real, you know, people who scuffle from day to day. You know, the shutdown hit me hard doing contract work. I couldn't even do it because my background took 9 days, where it would automatically be at least 2 to 3 days. So these things hit the black community just as much as anybody. And we should be there and talk about those things. We should address those issues. We shouldn't feel bad for being black in America, because that's who we are. We shouldn't feel bad for listening to music that is geared towards it was geared towards the artist. I'm not going to say geared towards black people. That's a stereotypical view. But when we listen to music, we tend to listen to what, you know, where we came from and what we like. It depends on the style of music that you like. You know, I love all types of music. I even love classical music. Didn't even know that I liked classical music till after the birth of my second son, when they gave us a classical music CD to take home. Says it helps the baby to rest better. Well, I just did it to help my son rest and realized that it helped me to relax. So that's how I got into that. My entire life was geared towards music. I needed it to breathe. I needed it to be pushing forward. I needed music. I need it today. That's a lot of what I do in my day. It's some music around me. So, you know, her listening to that music has nothing to do with who she is as a woman, nothing to do with who she is as a candidate. Smoking marijuana in her younger days has nothing to do with her candidacy as the president of the United States. What we need to concentrate on is what is her agenda for the African American community, for the black community, for the Latino community, for the people who are minorities in this country. This country is in a state of disarray, in my view. You know, it really is in a state of disarray, because we have a president who is not only, you know, gearing himself up to try and fight several situations, one including the Russia investigation, but he's trying to prove a point. And when you're trying to prove a point, sometimes your decision making skills are not adequate. Sometimes your decision making skills do not connect with the people that you are trying to give this message off to. I debate anybody when I say, if you haven't ever, you know, scuffled for a meal, if you haven't ever been in a situation where you had to, you know, decide whether you were going to put gas in your car to go to work or you were going to feed your family, one of the two, both are important. Putting your money to your rent when you have so many other bills, if you've never been in those situations, I think you should be more empathetic to the people who do go through these challenges on a day-to-day basis. Because sometimes when you're working, your paycheck is all that you have. Not to be homeless, not to be hungry, not to be driving a car without gas or even car insurance, making sure that the car is properly maintained to even drive on the highway for your safety as a living and breathing soul. So I pose this question to you all today. What is it to be black? I would like for you all to write me back and tell me, you know, what you feel about that. My website is tundehector.net. That's tundehector.net. My Instagram, unusual_blessings. My Twitter is tundehector, T-U-N-D-E, Hector. I also have Eyes on the Prize personal care, that Instagram page. I have 5 Instagrams, or is it 4? Either way, I represent myself in each category of my life. I love music so much, and everybody says, you shouldn't put all that music on your Instagram. It makes you do-do-do-do-do. That's why I even had to come on today to make this podcast, and I'm kind of glad that it did, because it kind of forced me out. I was kind of feeling discouraged about my podcast and feeling kind of bad, but, you know, I'm a talker, and I love to talk, and I love to give my point of view, and dang it, I'm going to give it. You know, I'm not going to be out here trying to be Miss Goody Two Shoes, because I cuss and go on just like the next person. But that does not take away from my Christian beliefs, my Christian heart. And it doesn't take away from who God has raised me up to be. I ain't saying no cussing woman all the time, but I'm just saying I get angry. I'm a human being, and I want you all to recognize that people who are thrown into the limelight like that, they are human beings. They put their pants leg on one day at a time, just like we do. They go to the bathroom and they have to wipe just like we do. They get thirsty and they need a drink of water just like we do. And I say we because I found out the hard way. You know, when your life is put on the chopping block for everybody to see, people dissecting and they take what they want and make it into something else, you know. But even with me on my nursing degree quest, you know, I tell nurses and talk to them about what do they think I should do. And you know what they say? Well, why would you be a nurse now? You got so much going. You've done way more than we've done anyway. I had a nurse tell me this on Saturday, a classified, bona fide, credential carrying nurse. I don't need a RN behind my name to make me know that I'm a nurse. I am who God promoted me to be. And that is why the video had the success that it had, because I'm an emotional human being and I tote my emotions on my sleeves. But I'm not only a nurse towards people who are sick. My heart nurses the people who are down, who are out, who, you know, I come by and see someone and they say, I've been down, I've been this way. And I give them a hug and tell them, you know, keep on pushing. You can make it. You're going to keep going. But, you know, sometimes I don't have that. But that's okay, because God has led me. He is leading me. And I am thankful for him. I'm thankful for you guys. I wish you all much success this year in 2019. And again, I want you to write in to me, tundehector.net. My email, runtunde, if you want to use that one. Or you can use eyesontheprize16@gmail.com. That's EYESONTHPRIZE. 16@gmail.com. Again, I thank you all for listening to me. You guys have a good day. And I want you to listen to my girl Mary as I go out, when she said, when you look into my life, what do you see? When you do that, you'll understand. Please be proud to stay black, be black, or whatever color you are, be proud, but never be discouraged in what you're doing. Have a good one. Peace.